Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
I'm Quizmaster Mary this evening,
You are Quizmaster Mary because you have the questions and I hopefully have the answers.
I have the cards.
Excellent.
I'm holding the cards.
It's a house of cards.
We are doing trivia today from Wine Wars. First question is, true or false? A hot, sunny summer must be balanced with lots of rain to protect the grapes from too much heat. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
Ding, 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 ding.
Because the grapevines grow really deep, and sometimes you don't even have to, they call it dry farming, you don't even have to irrigate at all.
And too much rain is
not
going to be a detriment. You're going to swell the grapes, and it's going to dilute the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Okay, I think we're doing all true or false this evening. So question number two, true or false? Shiraz wines from Australia vary greatly in style.
I would say true.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, because not everybody's making Molly Duker. I think the Australians have realized, even without anybody's help to tell them, that people want a wide variety of wines, and you want something that you're going to be able to not fall asleep during dinner.
Yeah. On top of that, I mean, Australia is a huge country.
Right.
With a lot of different climates.
Correct. And
so
soils.
You have some warmer climates where you're growing Shiraz, and you have some cooler climates within the country.
Nice. So. Good job, MC.
And you as well. The last true or false. A 2008 study found that music has no influence on the taste of wine.
My impression is false. I haven't noticed that music, it doesn't make you smarter, not very much anyway. I'm going to say false.
False that it has no influence or that it does have influence?
It has no influence.
Okay, so you're saying, so you're actually saying true.
Uh-huh.
Well, the answer is false. That at Edinburgh's Harriet Watt University, scientists found that a heavy piece of music made Cabernet Sauvignon seem more robust, and that pop music made Chardonnay seem more refreshing.
Interesting.
There is no...
What does Mozart do for wine?
I don't know.
You know, we have to do
a test. And what do they mean by pop music?
Right. We have to do a test. I think this would be so cool.
All right.
You know, vinifera and Vivaldi, maybe something like that. I think there's a grant here, MZ. I think there's a grant. I think we should be, we could, on this project, I think we could get enough money to live for years.
I think we should bring in as a consultant, your native Canadian, Geddy Lee of Rush.
Right.
Who is quite an accomplished wine collector.
He's an enophile.
He is indeed. And I'm sure there are many throughout rock, and classical world.
I'm very excited about this. MZ, good job. You stumped me on that last one.
Well, I was just choosing the questions, not writing them. I actually find that vaguely interesting.
I'm intrigued by that as well. We could try experiments. You know?
We could.
Yeah, we could experiment on the people.
We could bring in a little more music to Word on Wine.
I think that's a great idea. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
I'm DJ Mary Zajac.
Cheers.